Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. The Dagger, LA, West Coast, all.
Damn right.
And this right here,
what is
this? Is probably as close as I'm gonna get to a sing. So, I want y'all ladies to like this too.
Ladies,
and I can sing.
I can.
I know somebody who can.
But he can.
Holla.
Come on. Come on.
LA representative, I love to murder any beat, it never gets repetitive.
Nope.
Y'all niggas like a sedative, it's sleep of the year. Soon everyone will know my name, it's like I'm working at you. Now I'm living life without a fear, out of tears, complex.
You think you on the court, we're gonna see,
because I got
next.
Hit my phone with double check, scared to rep the
man. Come on,
no respect for none of y'all, I'll show you how to
nigga ball.
Put the water, rolled up, shoulder. Sing in the studio or stay, step in.
Blew it up!
Turned up, is
yep.
My stupid drunk.
Hella hot,
can't even wear ice.
I'm too hot, it'll liquefy.
I wonder why I even try to keep up my identity, cause I ain't got shit.
That's a whole lot of energy.
There's no one to pretend I'm all alone.
I don't give a fuck.
Haters, can you hear these middle fingers? Let me turn them up.
Shouts out to her always.
network off. Make sure you holler at her, but make sure you're to business. Because if you're about to bullshit, she ain't fucking with you or fucking with you. Just make sure you don't say my name, all right? But, yeah, but next, definitely all the independent artists out there, like I said, everybody doing their music. I got a lot of new music I'm going to get to today as soon as I get situated. I'm almost there now, but as soon as I get situated, I got the ladies been hitting me up. I got a lot of new, I got a lot of new tracks with some females, and y'all been doing y'all motherfucking thing right now, so congrats on that. Thank you. Make sure if you want to send me your music, always, go to dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, and also Dagger's Beauty of the Week, all right, because I got a new Beauty of the Week tonight, so we're going to see how the night's going to go. I'm headed to my destination. Y'all got to excuse me real quick if y'all hear the sound effects. Y'all know what's up, but I got to get to my Fortress of Solitude so I can get my show popping the right way. Like I said, I'm already behind and late, but we in the game, all right? And last but not least, I just want to thank anybody that sits out there and, you know, takes 2 hours out of their day to listen to the show. You know, even if you don't have, even if you're in a different time, you know, area and everything, if you can't listen live, that's all right. If you go back and listen to it, that's great as well. Just make sure you keep doing that. Make sure you keep spreading word about the show, keep talking about it, let people know what we got going on over here, because like I said, we're not trying to bullshit nobody. I'm trying to give y'all a place where y'all got real music, real people, you know, real topics, real discussion. And we keep it honest and real at all times. No bullshit. You don't got to deal with enough bullshit in life, all right? We don't got time for the bullshit over here on Bang Out Radio. So we're not going to allow it. But although, you know, bullshit does kick in sometimes. But, you know, we deal with it as it comes. So nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, man, thanks much. Props also as well, y'all, because y'all been looking out on the new shows as well. Y'all keeping them popped and turned up already. Like I said, I got 2 brand new shows. Triple M show on Mondays. It's just all music. That's all we play. It's nothing but independent artists. 2 hours of independent artist music. So I get in a lot more tracks on that day, all right? So that's what we do on Mondays now, and that's from 7 to 9. All right, and then we also got Fuck You Fridays. That's from 6 to 8. That's that all talk, all right? The complete opposite, just all talk. For y'all that got issues, problems, you got a situation with somebody you want to discuss, maybe you want some advice, maybe you just need to get shit off your chest, that's the time to do it on Fridays, all right? Before the weekend comes, so you can just sit back, relax, and calm down, all right? Also, still looking for I guess I should post this on Facebook. Maybe if I post it on Facebook, somebody might actually respond to it. But Dagger's still looking for a gossip girl. You know what I mean? And one, if you out there, like I said, and I know somebody that's out there listening to me. I know I got some ladies that's listening. I know some of y'all out there be all onto the, you know, the Housewives, the Bad Girls Club, you know, the Kardashians. I know y'all be on that shit, glued to your TV, watching that shit all the time sometimes. Or if you're not watching it at the time that it's on. Y'all got TiVos and shit and everything. So, I mean, you're not fooling me. All right? So, just bring the knowledge to the show. Y'all always talk about it any other time. So, bring it here so we can discuss it over here. I need a gossip girl, all right, to keep me in tune with what's going on with everything else. All right? And I'm still looking for a computer nerd. Like I said, you know, just somebody who can hang out on the show if I ask a question or I got something I'm trying to find out because, you know, I try to be as intelligent as possible here. All right? So, if you can, just like I said, just sit in on the show and I can ask you, like, yo, woo, ask you this, that. You're able to just look it up on a computer. However you do it, I don't care how you do it, but you give me an answer to my question and get it to as close to the truth as possible. That's all I ask, all right? But I'm almost set up, guys. I found my Wi-Fi. I'm trying to settle in, set up the laptop real quick. I got to get the other laptop, but I'm at least going to put on some music while I grab the other laptop. Oh, man, it's going to be an interesting night tonight. Like I said, I don't know. We never know what's going to happen on Slash Sunday. We never know who's going to call in, who's going to check in. I can't even see who's on the phone line right now until I update, get my systems up and running. Oh, man. So, but it's cool. But like I said, I can't do this without y'all. And I'm only doing this for y'all. I don't got nothing else going on. Well, I can't lie and say that. I'm not doing it just for y'all. I'm doing it for myself as well. Because like I said, this shit keeps me out of trouble, gives me something to do. And I feel like I'm doing something positive. You know, even though everything on this show isn't positive, sometimes it doesn't turn out to be positive, it's in a positive manner because I hope my negativity makes you want to be that more positive. All right? So that's at least my goal and purpose. Now, what you do with that and how you handle things and, you know, how you go about your own situations is completely your own business, you know. over here on the Slap Sundays or on Bang Out Radio, we're real big into responsibility and being responsible for yourself and your actions. So ain't nobody here going to judge you. Ain't nobody going to tell you what to do. Like I said, everybody out there is grown. I ain't got no kids. I ain't nobody's daddy. So I ain't got nothing to say to nobody. And in the same respect, like I said, leave me the fuck alone. Let me do what I feel I need to do. But like I keep it positive. Like I said, I try to keep it as positive as possible. Like I said, you judge by your actions. What did I say? I wrote something on Facebook that made sense. What did I say? No matter how much you change, or something, no matter how much you change, or even if you have changed, you still have to pay for the things you have done. All right? So make sure you remember that. Make sure you know what's up. Oh, I see I got some callers already chilling with me. What's up, y'all? What's up? Hold on one quick second. I got to get into some music because I still got to set up a little few more things real quick. So give me a minute. Like I said, I'm going to let the ladies run it because, like I said, the ladies have been sending me some music lately. So let's get it in with Desiree Sharice Tongues. Let's go. Featuring a whole lot of boy. Region Boy, Dana Lee, Quiet Storm, Kareem, and Brooklyn James. Let's go.
I like a super freak, pretty eyes, double B, sticky thighs, booty, cookie tight in his jeans. Hit men up from Mars, hit women from Venus, then the meaning must be a lot of my penis between us. Blessed with a golden tongue, girl, I put in work, like the Dr. Pepper Snapple, group I can make you squirt. Risen major flirt, see how I be raising skirts, high enough you couldn't even tell it gave me raising skirts.
Thank you. it up in the league. What you get is what you see. Never imagined you would turn on me. I see, now it's just a dream. Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagined you would turn on me. I see, now it's just a dream. Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagined you would turn on me. I see, now it's just a dream. Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagined you would turn on me.
Guess what? I'ma call you a friend of me. Cause you were never, ever, never, ever friend of me. Fake ass paparazzi on me. On me. Till I rise to the top. Don't you hear that vital hop? See, I'ma beat me regardless. Friend of me's out here. These chicks is heartless. As I see the letters on your wall. Oh, bitch, I forgot you ain't got no walls. Friend of me, you do what's expected. At the end of the day, I'm good and well respected. Jealousy's a bitch, I know. If you wanna take it, we can get it on the floor. Yeah, I'ma put it all on blast. Cause at the end of the song, you can kiss my ass. All the drama ever said about me, boosted up myself. Can't look, here's my self sheet, bitch.
Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagine you would turn on me. I see, now it's just a thing. Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagine you would turn on me. I see, now it's just a thing. Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagine you would turn on me. I see, that was just a thing. Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagine you would turn on me. I see, that was just a thing.
SMJ is this and SMJ is that. What the fuck you looking for? Is it for a hand clap? All in my business like a private investigator. Why you worry about me? Get your fucking waiter. If I said it once, then I'ma say it twice. You can never be me, so why even try? Shit funny cause I always try to help you.
Help you.
Sat at my table like it was your last supper, but never had money to get in the club. Get your priorities straight cause DCF a mug. I know you're mad cause my car costs more than your home. You busting out my window now, bitch, you wrong. Pictures of you licking shit, it ain't my fault. You a joke on Facebook and I wrote this song. I know two wrongs don't make it right, but everything I said, shit, it wasn't a lie.
Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagine you would turn on me. I see, now it's just a thing. Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagine you would turn on me. I see, now it's just a thing. Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagine you would turn on me. I see, that was just a thing. Friend of me, you can never be a friend of me. What you get is what you see. Never imagine you would turn on me. I see, now it's just a thing.
I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo.
Frankenstein with a beard, curly hair, pinstripe blazer, I'm out of here. Applaud me and bow to the swag king. I am a cannibal animal, highly flammable. People say I'm crazy, I don't think so. A little different, some say you weirdo. Call it what you want, I'm past original. A crazy individual with no mind control. It's Fright Night, I'm killing the nightlife. If you're scared, you better go and get a nightlight. Cause I'm hiding in the closet or under your bed. I'ma do the creep so you can call me Fred.
I'm a weirdo, I'm a weirdo, I'm a weirdo.
Guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale at Lois.
One down. I know somebody who will be having an...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
feet. Oh, God, why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God, my insides are on fire. No, please, no more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois, get in here. Okay. I think it's all gone. I don't want it. Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
With that shit too, Radio Man, it's your girl, Miss Sweetie with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuned in to Bang Our Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world, R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slash Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
That's right, y'all. Slap Sunday at the Dagger. LA, West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Thanks as always for being here. Again, if it's your first time being here, thank you. I hope you enjoy your stay and I hope you come back. If this is not your first time being here, then thanks for always being here and supporting your boy. Like I said, I'm still running a little bit behind, trying to get things a little bit situated. I think this is my beauty of the week, sitting here chilling with me, holding on 1 sec. Yeah. Why can't I get things situated? See? That's why they say you always be on time, all right, y'all? Like I said, be better than me. That's the motto. You don't want to be running behind. You don't want to be having to worry about stuff. Now, see, this is me doing this, all in all. Making things happen here. Hold on. But I hope everybody had a good weekend. Like I said, I know the work week's coming up really, really soon, so be careful. Well, not be careful. If you survive the weekend, then everything's okay. But for those of y'all that got jobs, make sure, you know, you keep stay focused, man. There's a lot of people out there without jobs, and a lot of people complaining about shit, and a lot of people going crazy because they ain't getting that steady workflow money. So make sure if you got that steady workflow money, then that's what you hold on to, all right? But let's see, now, I'm hoping this is my beauty of the week. The Dagger's definitely got to get in the energy mode real quick. Let's see. Hold on. Wait. Come on, you can do it. I know you can do it. Miss Andrea?
Yes.
How are you this evening?
Welcome. I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Like I said, I'm running behind. I was late to my own show. It's hot than a motherfucker out here on the West Coast. Of course, you know that. But it's okay. We're here. The show must go on. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Just, you know, trying to stay cool.
That's right. Now, let me see. Checking out Dagger's newest beauty of the week right here, Miss Callie Gal. All right, Miss Andrea here chilling out for the night. Loving. But I see here, Mama. Go ahead and let people know a little bit about you real quick. And like I said, you can talk about yourself better than I can. And I'm going to dissect the bio you sent me and see if I can pick your brain a little bit, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to do it? Okay, I'm sorry.
No, okay, you go ahead.
I'm a single lady. You know, I work hard. That's basically what you have to do if you live on the West Coast because, you know, if you slow down, you probably will not survive at all. And it's just nonstop, you know. And, of course, if you're dating, you know, that's a whole other job. So it's just a matter of steady going, you know. You have to just keep going and roll with the punches.
Now let's see. Mortgage banker. Now what exactly is a mortgage? What is a mortgage banker? What does a mortgage banker do? That sounds like an important job. Like I said, you got a job. So what's that? What's a mortgage?
Yes, I do have a job. That's very important.
Not to catch you off, but like you said, you know, people think they just come out to the West Coast and think shit is just easy and shit is going to be handed to them. You know how people think about us out here. It's not easy to stay out here. It's not
right. They think we like the most spoiled, but you know what? You have to work just as hard. You know, if you have a roof, you don't have a car. If you have a car, you don't have a roof. So if you have both, you must be working twice as hard.
You lucky. See, I got a car, no roof, but I like my car. But you notice how also it's like it's mostly guys sometimes. I really got the car, but no roof, and then it's the girls that got the roof, but no car. You ever notice that?
Yeah,
my little
but what about list? When you find the girl that got both, you know, she got...
Baller? That's
she
right.
Got, no, she got drives. That's what she has. She has the drive to keep going. That's
yeah,
basically
that's
it. You know, it's like juggling.
But what is the... so go ahead. What is the mortgage broker do? What do you do?
I'm actually a mortgage banker, but I've been in mortgage for 12 years. Right now, I'm a QA at... I won't even mention the company because I haven't gotten approval on that. But I do quality assurance on underwriters and make sure that, you know, the loan is actually where it's supposed to be so that we don't have to keep, you know, having all of these vacant homes. So that's what I do.
So are you trying to put people in homes or are you making sure that people aren't just, like, squatting in homes that they shouldn't be in? Like,
yeah,
my,
I don't have, like, I never communicate with people and if they're squatting or not, but the people that are trying to do it the right way are the people that I deal with.
Okay, that's good. That's good. There's a lot of people out there that do some crazy shit out there. Like, what the fuck? But, man, what else we got? Let's see. How about you're a native? You said born and raised out here in California?
Yes.
Father Puerto Rican, mother black. Ooh, that's a nice little combination right there. So, ooh, you got it. So I bet the attitude, you got a little attitude, though, huh? Somebody piss you off.
I do. I won't lie, I do. It's absolutely curry and the spicy one.
Mm-hmm,
it's a spicy curry. But it's all good, you know, because you're a man, so you know a guy might not want a yes woman, you know, somebody who's just going to say yes to everything, you know. He might want somebody he can lean on, you know, if he falls down or,
you know,
a lot of women can't do that, you know, not if they're weak, if they're just kind of waiting on you to do it, then, you know, what are you going to do if you fall?
No, you definitely don't want you definitely don't want somebody you can just walk all over, but nobody wants to fight all the time either. So
no, not all the time, but it comes with the territory. I'm saying if you want that strong girl, she's going to be a little bit strong-willed.
And you definitely strong. What, six brothers, four sisters? Like I said, Mario. No offense or anything, but your mom's and pops was, you know, pretty busy.
It was Pops, you know. He was the one, you know.
Oh, Rolling Stone.
One of those cats, had the long hair, tall, handsome, you know, driving the women crazy. And
it was on him, huh?
That's what happened, yeah.
So how is that? Cause that, so there's a lot of half-brothers and sisters there. So how many, in your immediate family? Or did y'all all just still all kick it together?
Grew up together. Like, nine of them are from my mom, but everybody grew up in the same house. So, of course, it teaches you how to share and that, you know, you don't have everything you want. If you want it, you got to go get it. If you don't go get it, you won't have it. You know, that's basically it.
And leads you, raised up in high truck traffic areas. Oh, you from the hood of Survivor. I'm going to make it.
So I don't know if that would be my theme song, though. I think a Johnny Hathaway song.
Nah, that's just something I thought off the top of my head. But, I mean, what are some of the hardships you have to come up with? Because, you know, there may be people out there listening that's in the situation that may be trying to get out of that. What are some of the things you had to overcome in order to get to where you're at now? And then what are you trying to do after?
You get stuck. You know, you get stuck in positions. You're moving 10 times a year. You know, you're changing schools constantly because, your family is not grounded. You know, black families haven't stuck the same, you know, like whoever's usually in charge of the family, you don't have that head as much as you used to. So now you have kids growing up and they're more like the parent, you know, than the kid. And I just decided I didn't want to be in that situation. You know, I looked around, you know, I never got involved with any kind of drugs because I didn't like what I was seeing. You know, the result was you become a slave to whatever you're using. And, so I had my daughter when I was 18. I left my mom's house. You know, of course, it just falls right into the statistics. But I got my own place. You know, I made $3.35 an hour for a while until I moved up. And I just kept going. You know, I didn't go get into a bunch of loans that I couldn't afford to pay.
Run up credit cards.
One thing at a time, you know. But you know, you can't let men or, you know, friends or family, like, slow you down because they will.
It's definitely just about staying focused and just not And knowing yourself and knowing what you have to do, because even you said it yourself, because I use that word a lot. People get mad when I say that. It's like when girls, you know, do become statistics in certain situations, you know, and I don't
right.
be trying to be mean about that or whatever. I mean, it is just what it is. I mean, you can't look out in the world and not see that, because that's just like you said, single parent homes, you know, no fathers, no mothers, or just mothers with all kind of kids, having kids for the wrong reasons. Just a lot of people just not caring out there, and it's real easy to just get caught in it, you know, and then dig so far low that you just can't get out of it. But like you just said, you were like, man, fuck that. I'm looking out there. You pay attention. I love that. That's another thing people don't realize is that they don't pay attention. They don't pay attention to their surroundings. They don't know what they want. You know that you knew what you wanted, and you worked to get that. I love that. Congratulations. Like, this is why I do this show, because and this is why I like doing this. I like talking to real women that's out there handling their business. On top of being definitely sexy and attractive, don't get it twisted. Like I said, that spicy combination is good enough way. But
thank
also
you.
At the same time, it's not just a look. You know, and that's another thing, because I have. And you can do, like I said, have you ever thought about modeling or anything? Because you start getting a lot of models that come through, I mean. But it's not for models. I mean, it's for any beauty that's doing what they do. Like I said, you're handling your business. You don't have a degree, but you got, what did you say here? Hold on, let me check, make sure. wait. No, go ahead, fix that for me. I mean, you said you didn't have a degree, but
I didn't graduate from college, but I have a degree in the School of Hard Knocks, because sometimes... and I'm nothing against, you know, people who are still in school and trying to better themselves, but you have people that are like professional students, you know what I mean? And then they get out of school and they don't know how to work, you know? They don't have people skills. They're like stuck in a book. And so you still have to know how to deal with people, you know? If you're black, you know, you need to know how to deal with the white people. And if you're white, you know, you need to know how to communicate with other races. So the people that I know who have tried to continuously stay in school, like they get out and they don't know what to do. You know, they're stuck because they don't have experience. You know, they don't know how to interview. They don't know how to, they know how to take exams, but they don't know how to go through a 90-day probation. You know, those are the things
that
you learn in the School of Hard Knocks. So that's what I mean, because I actually had to learn how to interview, because, of course, my eyebrows would, like, fold up, like, what? Like, I don't have a job. So, of course, I went through all that, you know, and it's just a matter of learning.
I was just talking about this recently, and it's like, and there's a lot, I get a lot of people talking about, you know, there's no jobs out here, nobody want to work, nobody want to hire me and everything. It's like, no, there are jobs out there. It's got to be a combination. You got to have a skill. You got to know what you're doing. You know what I mean? Or you got to be able to learn quickly. And at the same time, you got to know how to talk to people or to deal with people, because you got to be around actual people. You know, when people grow up in the hood, or that phony mentality they got, or if you got the really spoon fed people that really just ain't been to the hood at all and don't know how to, you know, because in life, you're going to deal with everybody, not just one kind of people, unless you're going to really just, you know, move off somewhere or do something like that where that's how you want it to be. But reality is you're going to come across all kinds of people.
And you got to know, you know, and there it goes. It starts at home, you know, like if you don't learn, like when to be quiet or when to talk or when to voice your opinion, you know, you're going to carry it into your jobs, your relationships. You know, everywhere you go, the market, the bank, you know, it's just kind of angry, like they're uncontrolling their anger. They don't know how to deal with it. So it's kind of sad, you know.
Yeah, really sad. It's just that point where they just don't care. And it's like, if you don't care about yourself, that's fine. I say that all the time, too. If you don't care, if you don't give a fuck about what you got going on, that's fine. But what happens is when people get so depressed in their own shit because they don't care about their life, if they want to hurt people just because, or they want to lash out just because, or they want to fuck up other people's shit or hate on other people's shit because their shit is all fucked up. And it's like,
they use a lot of energy doing that, you know?
A whole lot of energy. Like,
and that, they use
and
a lot of energy doing that.
And that's what becomes like their job. That's what they figure out, like, oh, I could just do this. And then it's like, no, that's dumb too. I hate that because people.
Yeah,
just,
let me give you a real quick example of ignorance.
Yeah.
I have to give you this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why flat Sunday. It's like motherfuckers is dumb. Go ahead.
It's just I'm trying not to curse because I am a lady, but you know I do know how. But right. Okay, so I drive like 140 miles every day, right, for work, right? It's a sacrifice
miles.
That I make every day I drive, right? So
wait,
we got like a carpool van. Yeah, I work out in Calabasas.
But you be sitting in traffic every day. That's like, wow. Like, I couldn't do it. But, yeah, you got to do
yeah,
what you
like
got to do.
Yeah, like 5 hours, right? Every day, 5 hours. So I got this carpool van together, which, of course, had to be organized. You have to have a certain amount of people. You sign up with the state of California, blah, 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 right? So I get this lady, you know, a black lady. She's like 55, you know, not bad looking for 55, not to me. But anyway, so she gets in the van, you know, she's in the van, she's new, and she starts popping this gum, right, like clacking it, like loud. And so I tell her, you know, like, okay, you have to, like, stop doing that because that's, like, real irritating. You know, you're, like, sitting in traffic, and she doesn't. She keeps popping it. So then I tell her again, you know, okay, it's like six other people here. You know, we don't really want to hear that, you know. So finally she take it out, and a couple days later she's just late, can't get there, coming up with. So she gets kicked out of the van, right, because it's everybody got to get to work on time, you know. And the ignorance of it is that she would have only been paying $15 a week for gas as opposed to driving her own car, which was probably $60 to $80 a week. But she was so ignorant that she cheated herself. You know what I mean? Like, that's totally ignorant. And then you get to be 55 and be that ignorant.
But that's the best part. You notice that, though, too. If you just sit back and let people just do what they feel is right or whatever, even though they know they done wrong or whatever, they're going to fuck themselves up anyway. You know,
it was amazing to me. Like, I couldn't believe it.
And it's just and then, like you said, you think other people getting their shit straight and is worried about their money and got shit to do that they're going to let somebody else fuck up their brand as hard as it is right now? Hell, motherfucking no.
No, but I wasn't willing to be late for her. You know what I mean? She's not going to put no roof over my head, you know?
Because then you're all late, right? Everybody left
right.
in that car.
Everybody
late,
yeah.
Right? Oh, fuck that. You get left. You got, yeah. You
did. Not real good. She did get left, though, honestly. She did.
As she should have. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Fuck that. You fuck with my check, man. That shit don't, some places don't play that. You get like one late, maybe two late, and then that's just it already off top. You know, I don't know how strict y'all people is, but some places
well,
just
don't. Well, it's a corporate bank, you know, so of course they might not say anything, but they're taking notes. You know what I mean? If you're walking in at 5 minutes after and 10 minutes after, they notice, you know?
Especially repeatedly, you know, you can't hear
right.
that. No. But what about this? What's Pieces? Tell us about Pieces real quick. What's that?
Oh, okay. Pieces is my own business that I started because, you know, it's a lot of us out here. We feel like, you know, divas, we dress in the part, and, you know, you might accessorize, however, but it's not the same as somebody who's 22. You know, they might wear the big, gigantic hoops. That might not work for everybody, you know what I mean? Somebody that's 40-something like me. So.
Right.
You just got to know how to dress yourself. And so I started, personally accessorizing people. They would come to me all the time asking me, you know, I'm going here, you know, can you, you know, give me, like, an outfit or, you know, kind of help me dress it up to where it, like, fits me. And so I started doing it. And then
right.
more and more people were coming. And so I started my own business. And so I actually sell costume jewelry. And I kind of customize it to the person, you know. If I don't just carry, you know, a big inventory. I personalize it for the people individually. So it works out. It's really, it's a very positive thing because their whole attitude changes, you know what I mean? They feel better, and it's not, like, expensive. It's affordable. So it works out.
No, that is real hard. Like I said, you said, it's tailor-made to the person, their style, their attitude. So you're
right.
almost like a... What do they call them in the industry? I forget. A design something or a wardrobe something. I forget.
Right. I think they do call it a wardrobe person.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten
like,
to that level, but I still enjoy doing it. You know, my daughter works with me.
I'm gonna start everywhere.
With her friends.
You start anywhere. You know what I mean? And then once,
right.
especially like if you're good at something, then and it's always better. Like tell people this too. It's always better. no matter how hard it's been for you, no matter what, if you do it to yourself and you make it and you come up, you know what I mean, it just feels that much better. Then you just know you can do it.
Exactly, exactly. So I enjoy doing that more than my full-time job because, you know, it's rewarding. You know, like sometimes women have come to me and they only had $20, you know, and I would just somehow figure out something to do for them, you know, for $20. I may not have made any money, but they actually felt really, like, excited about a pair of earrings or a ring or something. You would just be surprised how that little thing would just make a big difference to somebody.
And then to watch them light up and the smile and everything. That's
right.
It. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Nothing wrong with somebody trying to do something positive. Wish we had more like that. Wish we had more people out there like this. So I hope y'all out there listening or whatever, so you support. You got a website for that or anything yet, or is it just all they just got to
know?
You
know what? I actually have to get it back up, but when I did have it, it wasn't really showing the jewelry the right way, so it wasn't really a good thing. I guess it's more face to face, you know. But
you gotta,
between me,
you,
carpooling,
you got to fill out the person, like you said. They got to be
right.
You got to know exactly what they want as you talking to them. And yeah. Okay.
Right.
Oh, man. So, well, some major advice that you can give to somebody out there listening? Like, you already said a little bit about, you know, stay focused and everything like that, but just if anybody out there trying to do, open up a business, try to make it out the hood, because there's a lot of traps for people that especially women, especially girls,
right.
Women, there's a lot of traps that can fall in, you know, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just going to say traps. There are a lot of traps.
That's the best way to put it, though. I mean, if I were to give advice and on a broad spectrum, I would just say don't get comfortable in a bad position. You know, don't get so stuck behind a man or a woman or whoever you're in love with and let them get into your head and then cause doubt. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people are afraid you're going to do better, because if you do better, you're probably going to leave them behind, you know? So don't get stuck. You know, the one dude you might be in love with, you know, he might not have no dreams, you know, and he might not want you to have no dreams. So just don't let that stop you. You have to realize that if you know, you're either progressing or not. So if you look back 2 years and you're not doing anything different, you really should, like, take a look at, like, how you're living. You know, everybody smoke whatever they smoke, that's cool. But if it's stopping you, you know, maybe you should slow it down or something, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
luckily it's not
that's
stopping.
That's all I can say.
Luckily it's not
that's
stopping
That's all I can
me.
Say, you know.
But, yeah, but just, like I said, you're not, thank you for saying that. I don't know, but it just amazed me because it lets me know all the time. Cause luckily, doing this show, I always seem to come across, like, real people that know what's up, because I deal with a lot of stupidity personally. That's why I even started this show here on Sundays. That's why I call it Slap Sunday, because not only do we play the top, you know, slappers from all these independent artists that I get to deal with and everything, that I get to hear their music, but at the same time, people bring stupidity here. If they've had people deal with, if they dealt with dumb shit during the week, or I see dumb shit that I deal, we try to bring it here and talk about it, because there's a lot of dumb shit going on out there. And it's like... And that's just bottom line. And I just needed some place to let it off and let it go. So that's how this whole slap. And we try to slap the stupidity out of people. But, you know, nobody listens. I've come to that realization. The more we talk, the more we try to, well, maybe somebody listens. But overall,
they listen. They just, they're storing it, you know, for when they want to hear it. They heard you. They're storing it.
Yeah, so. But, again, Andrea, I'm not going to keep you all that unless, I mean, are you, you're more than welcome to stay for the rest of the show and just see whatever, you know, what topics we get into or what conversations may go or whatever, but I'm not going to keep you if you got other things going.
No, actually, I'm open. I actually made sure that I was available for you when you sent me the email, so.
I love that, Andrea. Thank you. Thank you so much. So we're going to get into some music real quick, and we're going to be back. Got Andrea hanging with me, Daggers Bulls Duty of the Week this week. I see we got some other callers in the queue. Y'all chilling. It's all good. Feel free to call in. 661-621-7559. You either just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me, and we'll be right back. Let's get into it like this. Oh.
Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Where the fuck you been? You and Jazzy is handmade. My cells been gathering wind. I've been planning to win. A home bathing, lathering skin. The call of the wild speaks when the madness begin. Getting under your skin, they're just mad that he got it again. Murder go pins on me, your life is an ad lib. Get it? I'm coming from the far side like Fat Lip. At it for years, so don't call us to come back, kid. The end of the smoke and the road slip. How can this be done? With no gun, he still smoke shit. With four kids, folks twist. Know that I'm on bent, looking fly. My dick in the broke bitch, filthy rich from brokenness. Train to kill from the same go. Separate the west from the Kango. Perform and leave in a stretch with a bagel full of fleas attracted to a dog's
don't
red
call
nose.
Us to come back, come back.
Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us
don't
to come back.
Come back, come back.
Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us
don't
to come back.
Come back, come back.
Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us
don't
to come back.
Come back, come back.
Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back.
I got a B-side manner, must fit say listed. If I was a pimp, I'd make them call me delicious. They rub up on me like I'm granting three wishes. I already bought cakes and eye candy, and they both do dishes. While I'm dishing culinary cutlery in a zen position, I'm cuffing hip-hop, making that bitch play a position. Jewelry and jewelry is what they be wishing. And if you got enough to pitch in, then hit me on the gangster goddess, and I'm dishing everything about the underground hip-hop. What you thought we was making a comeback? Nick, please stop. I got exactly what you need. Project Soul was up proceeding. Good life was the beginning. Medusa, J. Piss, that mean green.
Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back.
It's not a comeback. I've been on deck before burning CDs. I dropped my cassette in 92. Signed to Wild West, the bunk label that paid me cash to learn the rap game. Dropped 9-8 and 9-4, an underground classic that was lacking the promo. Fuck the rap game. I'm too sexy, ridiculous. I moved the game with my ball sack, thoughts meticulous. Come back. I was here for years. Dealt with disappointments and shed tears. Ask your peers, superb, the veteran, professional rapper, getting hit, watching David Letterman. Evolved to Jay Real. Any kind of business, show me Frank, you got a deal. Charles Brock and Pistola J. Cabby, we cook page one of your underground G yearbook.
This is the digital lifestyle of the Hollywood Square. Medusa, in your ear, ho.
Yo, and I just have to personally apologize real quick to let y'all know, when I do receive new music, I always try to play it first in rotation in the following show. So I missed this at the beginning of the show, so I'm going to personally apologize. My nigga J&B right here, fat ass to the masses. Let's go, brand new.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so. Wow.
Fat asses to the masses. About to go blind. Think I need some glasses. Fat asses to the masses. About to go blind. Think I need some glasses. Look at all these asses. Like a semen stamp of chunks. Her ass is worth the rent. Smoke's dropping for me, cause I'm handsome. In the club, drop my hundreds on her up. My pants slump, and she rubs a bump. Dry hump, doing it for the cup. Double pumping when I say jump. How high is what she said? Ass like a thoroughbred, hope I get some head. Her ass so big, might break the bed. Red bone, corn fed. Doggy style, I beat a bum like a drum. Hope she stroke it till I come. Treat a pussy like a guitar and strum. But he's nuts in your mouth, bitch, and hum. Got to the crib, about to go ape shit. She already sucked it, I ain't eating they shit. Like drinking a few drinks, that's it. Now slow down, Sally, and ride the dick.
I like big butts, I can't lie. I like big butts, I can't lie. I like big butts, I can't lie. I like big butts, I can't lie.
Fat asses to the masses. About to go blind, think I need some glasses. Fat asses to the masses. About to go blind, think I need some glasses. Look at all these asses, about to go blind. Look at all these asses, about to go blind. Look at all these asses, about to go blind. About to go out my rabbit ass mind. Don't hurt nobody, just twerk it, twerk it.
twerk it, work it. Don't hurt nobody. Twerk it, twerk it. Don't hurt nobody. Just work it, work it.
Baby got back drooling lightly. Hope she blows mad off Chris Lighty. That ass is round and sweet. Take it to my suite. Shake that booty meat. Please, oh please, give me some. Work your body till it goes numb. Held that ass like a hoodlum. Fuck you with my dick and my thumb. Smack that ass, leave hand marks. Some shape like apples, shape like hearts. Love big booty bitches, light or dark. That ass the size of Noah's Ark. If you got a big ass, don't be insecure or unsure. Jamie got the cure. Hopefully you can endure all up in that ass like manure.
Don't hurt nobody. Just twerk it, twerk it. Don't hurt nobody. Just work it, work it. Don't hurt nobody. Twerk it, twerk it. Don't hurt nobody. Just work it, work it.
Fat asses to the masses. About to go blind, think I need some glasses. Fat asses to the masses. About to go blind, think I need some glasses. Look at all these asses, about to go blind. Look at all these asses, about to go blind. Look at all these asses, about to go blind. About to go out my rabbit ass mind.
Say the crime pays, not if robbers robbing my bank. No one on my level like a midget on a blind date. Loaded like a pistol, mind blowing just like my gaze. All I drop is sizzles, spitting missiles over sound waves. Too short blowing whistles cause our rap is more like gang rape. All you cats are simple, going dumb, never pass grades. Honor roll, straight A's and honor roll, I'm grade A. On a hoe like Gardner, I probably live on Gardner. Eating pussy Dahmer, melt like Unabomber. Who you Sarah Connor, I terminate imposters. To euthanize your doctor and leave them walking awkward. Speed up. Living in the fast lane, fast as I can pull on my fuck money till the cash came. Speed up.
Tell him.
Speed up. Speed up. You know you like it faster. Put your drinks up if you're feeling to get plastered. Speed up.
Yo, this is sweet, man.
Speed up.
So saucy when I'm zooming down the freeway. Pedal to the metals, all gas down, use brakes. Coming in hot like the pockets out the microwave.
Yeah.
Money on my mind, yo, bitch, when a parlay. So we getting active on a strip in downtown Broadway. Nigga, is you hitting cause your diamonds flying my way? Slow down, boy, you know you can't faze me. I tell that bitch, get on up, you trying to chase me. Drink in my cup, I got perp in my blunt. Bad bitches on my nuts, catch ya, I'm gon' cut. Hit the function, 40 water, got a problem, you can't stop em. Cause my niggas going in, and you know you can't stop em. Speed up, lil' mama got it poppin'. Speed up, lil' mama keep it rockin'. Speed up, goin' dumb in the function. All my niggas in the tank, please tell me who's gon' stop us.
Speed up, living in the fast lane. Fast as I can pull on my fuck money till the cash came. Speed up. Speed up. Speed up. You know you like it faster. Put your drinks up if you're feeling to get plastered. Speed up.
Tell him.
Speed up.
Find me speeding. Like tweakers on the stand, see scars on my face. Feeling kind of testy. Lyrically, I'm tempty. Watch how you address me. So slow down. You know he can't catch me. I'm going fast. Mouthpiece like a lamb, but you still won't slow. Better beat that camo. I'm something you can't handle. Bitch, cause scandals all up in the club. Slap her off the sandals.
Shout out to Alexis S. Angelo. Big Meech. Critical Acclaim. Diana B. D Lo. D Nasty. Frank W. Honey. J. Dizzle. J. Dot. Joni. Kelly B. Kiki. Lil Lady Mars. Over. Pay A. Chardé. Star, Team SBK, Varsity, and Young D. Cali City shit. We out here.
What up, y'all? Like I said, the only bad thing about internet radio, my bad. Tried it. Lost my shit real quick. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Shoot, my shit's supposed to run smooth like Gary Coleman. But at least one thing I learned is never have dead air space. Never, never have dead air space. I'll try to at least ramble for a little while and shit. If I ever listen to my cartoon, we're moving to the second half of the show. Have a gal hanging with me. Remember, if you still want to get in and highlight at us about something, like I said, it's a pretty open show. I don't know where we're going tonight. I don't got no real topics to discuss. I'm going to look at some news, see what's in the news right now. And like I said, it's just pretty open. So if you got something you want to get off your chest or holler at us about, feel free to call in 661-621-7559. Hit my cigarette, got some weed. I'm going to smoke later, though. I don't want to smoke right now. I got to smoke later because I'm going to need that to go to sleep. Ain't got no drink. All I got is a cigarette. Let me enjoy it. Sorry, y'all. Trying to get things situated. Hold on. Excuse me. But again, I hope everybody had a good weekend. I hope everybody's chilling. I hope everybody's relaxing. I hope everybody's ready for this work week. Because like I said, every day is a new day. Got to stay positive, got to stay focused, got to stay moving, got to stay, well, not grooving. I hope y'all got y'all groove on already. Well, some of y'all don't got a job. No offense. But, I mean, some of y'all just don't want to work or just not working or whatever. So y'all just be parlaying every day. I be low-key jealous sometimes. I do. I ain't going to lie. Yeah. When I'm at work, sometimes I don't want to be there. But then I think about what I was doing when I wasn't at work. And it's not a good comparison. That's it. That's just me. Like I said, that's not for nobody else. Here we go.
Who are you?
My name is a pet named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Check out my boy The Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
All right, now we are officially back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Thank you. Tuning in, and again, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, only if you're listening live. If you're not listening live, then those numbers don't mean shit to you right now, okay? Because if you call in and you're downloading this tomorrow or a couple of days from now, then you're going to get probably a busy signal. I don't know what you're going to get. But we're chilling. You got the Dagger. County Gal, still hanging with me? Still good?
I'm here, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dagger, for this video of the week, hanging out with me today. Let me ask you, County Gal, because I ask a lot of women when they come to hear this as well, because I'm just curious to your answer. And honestly, like I said, be as brutally honest as possible. Like I said, we don't pull no punches over here, okay?
Okay.
Now, what would you say is like the number one problem as far as men go, niggas, the male species in general, from a woman's or a true woman's perspective? What is wrong with niggas these days?
Let's see.
I mean,
I run into so many different things because I've dated older men, younger men. The older men are, they're a lot lazier about dating. You know, they don't want to open any doors. You know, they don't want to make any effort. They don't want to call before 10 o'clock at night, you know, no matter what time you have to get up in the morning. And then the younger guys have no idea of actually what it takes for you to manage and maintain, you know, everything is a party, like Ciroc, you know. And that's cool, you know, I like Ciroc, you know, but it's just, it's a time and a place for it. And so I deal with a lot of that, you know. It's kind of ridiculous.
It's basically like this.
Because I work hard, I need a guy that knows how to work hard so he can understand how hard I work, you know, maybe why I'm tired, you know.
Okay, but work hard. But I mean, all work and no play, I mean, you got to make time for it, right? I mean,
there's play. There's a lot of play. Okay. But, you know, everybody can't get the play. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not out there. We're talking about, like I said, you're with somebody or something like that, you find that person. Because I've been in a lot of situations. I've heard a lot of situations as well where, you know, people are in situations and if you choose to be with somebody and you choose to be with a person, usually this is a Wednesday topic because, you know, relationships, but shit, fuck it right now. But
okay.
When you're dealing with somebody or actually choosing, then you have to make time and tend to that person's needs, right? I mean, that's the point of actually being with somebody, right?
Of course.
Because there are people that get lazy in those situations as well. That's bad. And that's what I can't stand personally myself.
I agree with you 100%, but you have to get to that point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying when you're dating, I'm not even getting to that point.
Okay.
It's just not happening. But it can definitely be done. It's a matter of, you know, fact over matter. So if you just do it, it's a matter of, you know, you cook, you know, you take care of your man, whatever. If he take care of you, it's really he's going to automatically get it back.
Okay. Well, no, that's the sad part. It's not automatic in all cases. Like I said, it's good to know that you think that way. Like I said, it makes me believe that there are people out there still that can do these type of things. But like I said,
it's going to require on both parts, right? The woman, like me,
right.
You got to know how to work. You got to know how to cook. You got to know how to dress. Take care of yourself. And then, you know, women want the same thing, though. You know, they don't want some women like big dudes, you know. Personally, it's just not for me, you know. I want the same thing that maybe somebody else wants. They want a hardworking person that know how to take time out and have fun and work hard, you know. So it goes both ways. I'm definitely not saying that women, you know, women do need to step it up. I do agree 100%.
I agree 150%. That's what I was about to ask you next. Like, you got the guys. Now, what about the ladies? Because, you know, one main thing that the problem I just have with women or ladies or, you know, bitches, hoes, whatever you want, just the whole thing. I mean, honestly, because, I mean, I don't try to categorize it like that, but at the same time, people know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about them.
Right.
But when it comes, it just seems like women are more so, well, what we always say here is that women are trying to be niggas are trying to be like women. In a sense,
right.
I guess that's the cut dry way to do it. So it's like
right.
Women, every man wants a strong woman, but then they're too strong. Well, I can't say too strong, but they're not submissive.
They're not being submissive.
Or not, you know, not submissive, but I guess this is the best way to say it, but it may sound kind of bad, but I mean, it's as honest as I can say it. It's like, just know your place. You know, especially like
right.
You said, if I'm knowing what I'm supposed to be doing and I'm doing the right thing and everything, then don't, you know, just know your place. I guess that's the easiest way I can say it without trying to sound like a total asshole about this. Because the biggest problem that people are having just across the board is people are thinking they're one way or acting a certain way and everything, and they're not that. That's where I feel people have the biggest problems. They're not being true to themselves, whatever you are. I say it myself, if you're gonna be a hoe, let's just take it that way. If you're gonna be a hoe, I say it all the time. Be the best possible hoe you're gonna be. If you know that's what you do and that's what you are and that's just where you're gonna be and there's never gonna be nothing else, then by all means just be the best at it. I'm saying
right.
because like I said, I don't judge people. You know, we're not here to judge anybody.
Right.
So whatever your road is, whatever your path is, wherever it leads you, as long as it's working out for you and you're happy and you're making money and you're not bothering me and mine or whatever, that shit, I don't care. But,
well, I think a lot of times, like, you know, women get all, you know, emotional, or us women, excuse me, we get all emotional and we want to, like, say, you know, but sometimes really it's better not to say, you know. I think the guy knows, you know, if he's screwing up, I think he knows it. You don't really have to point it out, you know. Sometimes it's better to just let him be a man, let him deal with it, and that's knowing your role. Even though sometimes, Dagger, the men want to hear from you on it, but then they want you to, like, say only so much. So I've taken the role where I just will just let them deal with it.
Well, me personally, like I said, I like a woman because it just shows that she's paying attention. Like I said, if I'm fucking up, then yes, let me know I'm fucking up. Like, babe, I don't like this, that, oh, this isn't working out, you know. But it's about how, you know, it's always about presentation. It's how you come at somebody. It's how you talk about it. Because you come at me like, you know, if you come at me the wrong way, then naturally, you know, I may defend my, you know, people have that defense mechanism.
Of course,
you know, like,
but I'm saying, like, say what you have to say and then leave it at that. That's what I mean. Not to beat the dead horse. Like, say, you know what, that wasn't cool. You know, I don't, you know, I didn't like how that made me feel, and then just leave it at that.
I'm loving to see how this is another reason why I do this show, because I come across people like Callie Gal right here. I can have a nice conversation that makes sense. You don't realize how often I get in conversations with people that and the shit that I say, they make me feel like I'm wrong with the things that I say. It's not like I'm even trying to be wrong or pass judgment. It's just there's people out there that maybe you agree with this as well. There's people out there that just like drama. They just like that.
Of course. It's like attention.
But, you know, there's a lot better ways to get attention, you know.
But that's still attention, though. You know, like a bad kid, you know, like if they don't feel like you're paying attention to them, they'll tear up something, you know, so you can stop and, like, question them. That's attention no matter what. But these are adults that we're talking about, you know, it's happening.
Which is even sadder. It's like you're a grown-ass motherfucking man or a woman. Like,
exactly, but it's happening. It's really
like
happening. In live time, like, it's actually happening.
Oh, I got an actual drop I want you to listen to, so I'm going to play it after we come back from this for Dagger's Double Play real quick. I want you to pay attention. This is what we're talking about now. I'm going to say something before I put it on just so you can remember what I'm going to say. But then I got a little clip from here from, like, this dude is like a 50-year-old man. I got this sound clip from the homegirl who's just been harassing her on some shit. And it just amazes me, like I said, where niggas' heads be at sometimes. And this dude is like 50. It's amazing. It's the funniest shit I've heard in a long time. But we're going to get Dagger's Double Play real quick. I'm gonna take it back for a second. I'm gonna do this old school. I'm gonna do what I did on this Billy Jean with Michael Jackson. We'll be right back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, Cali Gal hanging with me tonight. Slap Sundays, LA West Coast all day.
I wanted to wait for you, Mike. Well, actually, I wanted you to wait for me.
All right.
But you know, you have to go home.
R.I.P.
You know what I mean?
Michael Jackson.
R.I.P. MJ. You know what I mean? We're gonna update this track though. The Dagger.
Got you, man. You live on.
Yeah. All right.
Keep going.
I was on the block when I was seen by Billie Jean. Caramel brown beauty, natural without the Maybelline. Such a pretty thing, couldn't help but to approach her. Ask her to support a beer mug with a coaster. I went to her house, beat it up a few times. Reached my final destination, then I followed the sign. Started questioning a nigga about all his activities. Claiming pregnant now, bitch, you only looking for sympathy. Never wrong dog once, say the tricks for the sun. Floss never falls with dumb girls trying to front. You got a better chance flying, jumping off a bridge. I'm 100% sure I didn't father your kid. Tell him, Morgan, cause I never had a son or a daughter. That when it comes to owing Billie Jean,
you are not the father.
Now you hiding five. Running to the back of the stage, I keep my cheese go back to minimum wage. You met in the club, all I did was squeeze a booty. She whispered in my ear saying,
oh, you a cutie.
You looking real good, ma, you know I wanna tap that. In the back of the lag, hitting it from the back. You know I got a jimmy hat tight like a fitted cat. Move when you come, don't shoot where the pussy at. 27, don't need a kid all in my pocket. Hard head, mini me, badass, stop it. Only I'm a profit, you scheming on my paycheck. You should've planned better, cause you still ain't got paid yet. Play another nigga next to kid you got aim on. Why you wanna waste time, wasn't even that fine. Not a dime or a 9-7 or 8. Now you trapped with a kid using me to escape. Wait, ain't you Billy, the hope from the city? Raw dogging ever since you grew some hair on your jeans. No pity for you, or the six little rugrats. Your fault, not mine, should've never done that. Should've kept your legs closed, wouldn't be a problem. Looking real stupid, even hookers use condoms. What you wanna do, smart enough to stay true? Not you, give her time to have another kid or two. So sad you missing out on what you could be. Find another daddy for your baby, cause it ain't me.
What? She tried to get you too, Mike? I ain't the one either.
No, not my son. No daughters either.
Tell him, Mike.
Yup. Hold on. I got another one. Yeah.
Here we go again, a dumb bitch playing dumb games. I wrapped it up, took it down, then forgot the bitch name. Came back a year late and fucked on the first day. If that kid was really mine, why did you wait? Cause you know it ain't the real dad, ain't shit. Ain't the day you got pregnant, the day you got flipped. That's a lot of dick, took him like a champ though. Better track them niggas down and get some blood samples. You an example of what a woman shouldn't be. Tried to play a G because I'm what the son will never be. Now you mad at me, fuck it then, I'm mad at you. Understand you want the best of all the men to fuck too. Billie Jean, sick and tired of the chatter. I'm not the one you even wanna name your kid after. You look like me, what'd you say? Bitch, come again, he's got blonde hair, blue eyes, and a butt chin. Not a feature I possess, so stop the press. I ain't the only one who put a Clinton stain on your dress. Smoke the best daily, thank God that he made me. Nutted in your mouth, so that ain't my baby. She done gone crazy, tripping and sipping. Only brought around, bitch, cause you was down for the flipping. If I pull heat, the freak will leave me alone. Check the kid's DNA from my X to Y chromosome. Couldn't fight a bitch, ha ha, I told you. Restraining order, get the fuck off my shoulder. Why won't you listen to the dagger of the family? I was right, you was wrong, Mike, make her understand me. Ha! Nope. Who? She think I'm the one too, Mike. Ha! I don't know what she thinking. Woo! They wasn't ready for this one. Who thinks that? Why would she think that? It's not. Don't get it twisted, cause it's not. She thinks I'm the one too. Hold on. Can I get my duet on with you, Mike? Hold on, here we go. Look. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. I'm a nut. I'm sorry. Woo!
I don't want any trouble. Just get out. Oh, give me the motherfucking bitch.
Bitch, if you
want her, you can have her. All I do is talk to your stuff, get funkier. Take all your money, they don't even want to touch it. Looking like a buster, nigga better stop it. Hold a bitch hostage, serve a problem. So serious, everybody here in this tank. Cover his head, so the guy's so limited. Kill him every limit, so it's kind of like a hero. Flying off Christmas, we back to the zero. I'm De Niro in a movie casino.
Everybody gotta take orders from the Negro.
I'm trying to live, now I'm looking all around for a fuck to give. Before I break your ribs, legs, arms, and your back too. Now you can't move, I'm ripped off your tattoo. Put a pocket knife and a record pair of pliers.
Go to see
you. Don't want to fire, now make you feel the pain of every cut. Decision. Fucking with the dagger was the wrong decision. I'm worse than prison, living begging for protection. No, I ain't talking like sex or erection. Find another section, you got
to go,
you got to go, you got to go, you got to go, got a big dick, I need room to hang. All these fake ass wanna be put in tags. Take a stranger change. Bitch, you need to stop it. Dagger, where your mind at? I don't know, lost it. Find me, tell me, and rap when it's okay. I smoke so much, I think I ran away. In the rap, late. Till the day I die, and I'm gonna die high. What the fuck am I gonna lie? Fun, now it's time for me to end it. Like any other kids without a body or witness. Knock your senses.
That's really all one.
Shoot niggas down, top crews from the top gun. I won, you lost, I high, you not. I smoke, you broke, I go, you stop. Never drop blocks, then do it to death. You hear this motherfucking beat?
Keep
trying to death. Knock an engineer on math, or I even pass. Kick a bitch in the ass, I bought my cash. Thinking I'm a trick slut, now you really fucked up.
Why you still here?
My bad, I'm a foot up. Let me slow it down so every one of y'all can comprehend. If you niggas
want it,
come and get it, bitch.
If you niggas want it, come and get it.
Here you go, Callie. Listen to this shit real quick.
So did you. You supposed to be kissing my ass. Like, when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game. Like, this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? You just get that? I'm loud. I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't gonna talk loud no more, because you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you two-timer. Yeah, I said it, you two-timer. You don't know how to keep one man, you two-timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Yeah, you recording that? I don't know what you're doing. That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had the nerves and audacity to try to get an attitude and record it. Did you get it? Did you get it? You trick. You want me to say some more? What you want me to say? I ain't threatening you. Because I ain't going to never threaten because I don't hit bitches.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game payment. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, of course, me. Got my newest beauty of the week chilling with me right now. Kind of gather, get it back in real quick. Come on. You can do it. There we
all
go.
Right.
Kelly, you good?
I'm here.
Hey, did you hear that shit?
I did. That's crazy, though. Was that real?
Oh, no, it's all real over here. The only thing that's fake is my cartoons. That's
that's a real
person, really flipping out, really acting the ass, like, and it's just, man, that's, he's supposed to be like 50 years old. It's a grown-ass man right here. Like,
yeah,
man,
that's bad. I don't think I would be able to deal with that myself.
Yeah, but we, but like I said, we, like I said, all the time, dumb shit happens, and this other shit, like, here's the story I found, right? Now, this is just dumb. Already, how I feel about jail, I feel like, I'm sorry, no disrespect if anybody got anybody in jail or whatever, but I'm sorry, but anybody in jail is in there for a dumb reason. They did something stupid. They put dumb people in jail, and they put killers and shit in jail. That's what happens. You either did something stupid, or your ass really murdered somebody, or robbed something, or whoop, or whatever, which is dumb. And then you got locked up, and that's what happened. So that's usually the story. There may be a few cases out there trying to play devil's advocate, but bottom line is dumb niggas in jail. Now, this is right here, right? Oklahoma City. An Oklahoma judge sentences a man to 4 years of federal prison on a firearm charge. Now, that's federal prison. You know, there's lockup, there's jail, but no, this is federal prison. So
he sentences
the guy, right? And then about 10 minutes later, the same judge performs a marriage ceremony for the guy and his girlfriend that he's been with for years or whatever. So it's like, are we really, this is what we're doing with taxpayers' money? This is the time we waste here. Like, literally, like, you just sentenced this dude to 4 years, but you're going to marry him to a girl he's not going to see for the next 4 years? This is what people do with time on their hands, and then you shouldn't get married if you're about to go to jail.
So he wasn't doing it for the conjugal visit?
I mean, do they even have conjugal visits in places? I don't know.
I don't either. I've never been married. But, I mean, I'm thinking that maybe that's why, you know, they wanted to get married.
I said, I don't know, maybe, but I don't know. It's just the dumbness about, I mean, I understand why people want to get married in that situation. Okay, you feel like you're going away. You feel like your girl going to be out here waiting for you and everything like that. But that's some bullshit, too. I'm sorry. I know the girls is not out here waiting for you. Like, I know they may get back with you when you get out. So while you're gone, they're not fucking with you. I'm sorry. Whatever they say.
But like on another note, though, the guys don't be waiting either. Some of them be in there, you know, getting like service in jail.
Some niggas don't got no choice. When you try to wait, they can't.
I'm just saying, some of them decide to be the one, you know, who makes the decision. So you just never know
in that situation.
You just don't know. And I don't think anybody's going to admit it, you know, so you just have to find out.
That's why my favorite show, like I said, that's why I fuck with Gerald. Like I said, I was in there for one weekend mainly. I was in there for a whole weekend for some shit I did do, and I was just in holding, but that shit right there is even some bullshit. Like I said, I like doing too much. In jail, like I said, you can't do shit. Ain't nothing you can't do shit in jail, but shit, and you can't even really shit unless you shit in front of people.
Well, they tell you what to do every minute, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, you go. You the most you get
out. You don't get to choose what you want to eat.
No food. You don't get to really fuck like some pussy, like some good pussy. Excuse my language, but yeah.
Unless they have the woman guards. You know, some of them don't have a good man at home.
Okay, that is true though. That shit is happening a lot more in these jails than I would have thought. I've seen a couple of stories and shit where these officers are in there getting it, but I don't know. Especially like the dude cops in the female prisons. But another thing about jail, that's why my favorite show, one of my favorite reality shows. I don't watch that many, but some of the ones I do watch. Like I said, I watch Scared Straight. You know, that's my shit, right?
That one is good. I watch that.
I watch, like, Locked Up. I watch Locked Up Abroad because, and I've said this before, but I'll say I watch these shows because it's just so easy to become one of these people in jail. It's just so, you
exactly.
know, it only takes one little thing. Like, and these guys are in there all, man, I'm here because, you know, I caught my girl cheating on me and I flipped out or whatever, you know. I was down on my luck. I didn't have no money. I had to rob somebody. You know, they got all these stories, and it's funny because a lot of these stories, I've been in a lot of these situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been cheated on. But at the same time, and I felt those thoughts, I felt those emotions. You know, I've been there. Like, but at the same time, when it came down to it, I was like, you know what? That's why I watch these shows. Probably because I thought about something like, nope, I see these niggas how they live. I don't want to know. I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're willing to play with your life over a relationship, that means you're putting that person over yourself, right? Like, Because on Locked Up, you know, some of those women, they have kids, you know, and some of those women have life, you know.
And it's like you don't care, or they care after the fact. You know,
don't care
when it's too late. You know, that's that part. And then the cold part is I used to kind of be like that, too. And the way I'm still kind of like that now is where I always had to kind of learn the hard way, you know, to get the point. Or I didn't want to, well, I don't want to believe anybody. But there are certain things I didn't need to, you know, I didn't need to go through. Like, yeah, I didn't need to go through that. I just knew that that was one thing I didn't want to fuck with. You know, and because of that, it's like, okay, since I don't want to fuck with jail, that means I don't fuck with police, you know, because police.
Right.
Police,
and then you have
a certain number
of young men that feel like that's the only place they're going to go get, like, big chests and big arms. You know, they think they haven't really paid their debt to the hood until they've actually done time or got shot. It's really, they've been taught that.
That's a dumb way of thinking, too. But if you want to, like I said, you can take your ass down to Bally's or the Gold's Gym and go to a gym membership if you want to get swollen. Nigga. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
but the focus wouldn't be the same, right?
Yeah. A lot of people's mentality is that, you know, you got to earn stripes, respect, if you grow up in that entire. But at the same time, like I said, I didn't grow up in that kind of environment, but I'm one of the top people. I knew a lot of people. I knew people that did those kinds of things. I hung out with gang members. Some of my friends now are gang members or from a gang, you know. But when it was that time to do that, they were doing it. They handled their business, but they were still smart about it. You know, there's like all the way like thugged out, don't give a fuck type gangsters and shit like that, thug niggas like that. And there are those people that have their hood and whatever, they have their squad, they have their crew, but they're not on that hood shit unless they have to be on that. You know, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
of course.
There's a difference. So luckily,
it's still something better they could be doing with their energy. You know what I mean? If it's positive, that's one thing. But if it, you know, if it's negative, they could be doing so much more with that energy. Because a lot of them are really intelligent guys. You know what I mean? Some of those guys that are out there banging hard, they're pretty intelligent guys, but they seem like they do stupid things.
And they also feel like they just don't have a choice, maybe, you know, they don't got nothing. They don't got any other options. But what people don't realize is that you always have an option. You know, even when you don't have an option, you have an option. If you don't have an option, you have the option.
Though, I mean, like, we all might have a little, you know, you could do the wrong thing or the right thing. But, I mean, just, you know, for example, on that subject, I have one of my brothers was we were living in Compton. We were really small, and he had, like, sandy red hair, right? So a lot of the Crip guys always figured he was a Blood because they said he looked like a Blood because he was more red skin, right? But actually all he wanted to do was glue these little model cars together. So every time they saw him, they beat him up until he just didn't even like the Crips because that's, you know, they just kept beating him up.
Yeah,
he was just so tired of it, you know, and eventually he started gangbanging, and you know what? He got killed in 97. But it was still a choice he made, you know, and he was honest to tell me that, you know, he just didn't feel like he could do anything else, and that was just who he was. But, you know, I realized that some guys do get stuck in that, but they could still get out of it. You know what I mean? It's every day is a new day. You can always start over. You just have to remove yourself.
You have to remove yourself, or you got to find a way. I mean, if you really want to change something about your life or what you're around or what you, there's always a way to do it. I've been in a lot of situations. Trust me, y'all. Like I said, we've all been in situations.
Yeah.
And like you said, Callie, you said it yourself. Like, don't get comfortable in a bad situation. You know, because you don't have to be in that situation. There are options sometimes. Sometimes you have to make sacrifices. Sometimes there are certain things you have to do, you know. But you have options. And sometimes you have two bad options, you know. Maybe, you know, you have a bad and a worse option. I mean,
right.
But anything's got to be better than what you're going through if it's that bad. Everybody,
right.
there's too much craziness. There's too much. I'm sad about the whole situation because I feel like, if I was like anybody else, if I was like these niggas out here and everything, I'd probably be in jail, dead, probably whatever, too, because I feel the pain. I feel the frustration. I feel the anger towards a lot of shit. But at the same time, if you listen to the show, people that have heard this show know me, I take full responsibility for everything I have done. Any pain I have felt, I made a decision to either be involved in it or to be around. Any hard shit that has come upon me, you know, or let's just say it like this. Everybody should, if you're honest with yourself, then you can honestly say that a lot of the bullshit you've been involved in or the shit you've gone through is partly your fault in some shape, way, or
form. Of course. I agree 100%. Because, and I mean, it's for men and women, you know what I mean? Because you got men who are in bad relationships with, I mean, mostly the best guys are in these relationships where the women are just treating them like shit, excuse my language, you know, and then they complain, you know, they complain to their friends, they come to work, they complain to me about it. And then I don't even suggest, though, because I'm not saying, oh, leave your woman. I'm single. What do I look like telling you to leave your woman? But if it's bad enough, you know, when you get tired, you'll know. That's the only thing I can say. When you really get tired, you'll know. You won't have to ask anybody what you should do. And then you have women who do the same thing. So it's just it's the same thing. You're just deciding, you know, are you comfortable living in that project because the rent is cheap? And are you going to just not make more money than this so you can qualify for food stamps? You know what I mean? Are you going to stay there?
Yeah. And it's amazing how it stretches through everything, you know, relationships, work, you know,
everything.
Family. If you're not happy, then do something about it.
It's not supposed to be the permanent place. It's supposed to be a stepping stone. Like, you're not supposed to stay there.
And you want to be on your own P's and Q's. I mean, basically, if you got your own shit together and you're not allowing anybody else, this is what I tell people all the time. Like I said, people don't listen. Or like you said, maybe they want to hold on to it till later until they actually finally realize what we're trying to say here. But you have to have your own shit together before you even think about trying to do something else. Because if you don't got your shit together on your own and you're looking for somebody else to try to help you, to try to put shit together or whatever, then you might be in debt to somebody in some situations, or you may feel like you owe somebody something. See, me, I personally hate feeling like I owe anybody anything. You know, I'd rather have my own shit and be on my own and handling my own things, and then I need somebody that's going to meet me in the middle. I'm not nobody's parent. You know, I'm not going to take care of nobody. I don't got kids for that reason, because I don't want to take care of nobody but myself.
A responsible move, you know what I mean? Definitely.
And also just mainly because it was hard for me coming up. Like I said, my people provided for me. I had everything I needed. But, you know, the difference between need and want is two different things. Like, I wanted shit. So that's but because I knew that I wanted shit, you know, I was working since I was 14, and I've been doing shit to make sure I got things that I wanted. But at the same time, it was still rough, hard, because, you know, things happened, problems occurred, you know, there wasn't no silver spoon in the mouth or anything. And people swore I was that type of person, too, because, no, I just worked for the things I had. Or I made
well,
so
yeah.
I was, you
yeah.
know, so I don't hate that. That's you can do this, too. I tried to be more of an example.
Right.
You know, like, you shit, too. Like, it's not that hard. But
it's really not, honestly. I think it's harder to not do what you need to do than it is to do it, you know? Because, I could be out of work, but, you know, I decide to drive all the way up there. You know, I could just be here like, oh, I can't find work. You know, nothing's close. We already know that, you know? So I just get up and do it every morning. I don't complain about it. You know, I don't hate the traffic because the traffic is not going to go anywhere. So I just go, you know?
I don't love it,
but I'm just saying I don't make myself feel worse about it, you know?
Yeah, because it's something like I said, you know what you got to do, you know what situation you're in, and you're willing to handle that. So, yeah, so fine, so fuck it, I'm good. Like I said, you're still smiling, so that's
you should be.
So, and then it's good, though, like I said, talking to you because I get to smile. A lot of times I don't do that too much smiling because I always say I'm an optimist. Like, I always try to be positive, look toward the positiveness about things and try to see that silver lining on the clouds and all that shit or whatever. But at the same time, I'm a realist, and I deal with reality. I deal with what I see every day, what I look at, what I hear, what I see on TV, what people are talking about. And like I said, reality is a motherfucker right now. And a lot of people people are living in these fantasy worlds and these dreams and thinking all this shit is what I like to call, like I said, the MTV generation or the Trapped in the Matrix. They think that all this stuff is real and everything, and they're willing to fight and die and kill for all this bullshit that's unnecessary. And it's just,
yeah, I don't even think they know why.
And they don't. That's the point, because they don't. They or what they think they know is right, or what they think the why is not what it should be. You know, they think it's something else that is not. Or they done created something out of it. They done created something to justify their actions or to make it feel right to them or whatever. The people do the weirdest shit to try to justify their actions instead of just being like, you know what, I fucked up and I was dumb and I was stupid. I shouldn't have did it.
Exactly.
So,
that could be like a bumper sticker right there.
Yeah, I did it. But, yeah. All right, we'll get into a couple more tracks before we close up the show today. Kelly, get hang out with me just a little bit longer. A couple more tracks real quick, and we'll be right back here on Slap Sundays. The Dagger, Kelly Gad, Dagger's News Video of the Week. This will be hanging out. And this is Bang Out Radio.
Real niggas, they taught me. True niggas, that got me. Gun hill to 18. yellers, lines, then Monopoly. Conceal the weapon properly, no time for boxing. You fucking right, it's lines, bitch, I give it all I got. I swear I'm saying something pretty, they love you out of pity. Your speeches don't offend me when you preaching something petty like
I think
I must be the realest, illest around. You know, to boogie get down. Still begging
like Tupac, I get around. Baby says she like the way I make her smile. Plus this lame ass nigga's just fucking around. Later kiss me, filling her up, fuck taking her down. Guess he scores on his sex into a score. So I am the new player of the game. These other fuckers is sweet like smuckers, filling the muscles, trying to catch up with us. Fuck. They say she ready to ride with a G, slip and slide on the D. An hour later, catch her falling on her knees. Slide, yeah, the fattest ass I ever seen. But there's some Nike and some jeans. I'm trying to put her on the team. Maybe we can make a scene. The fattest ass I ever seen. But there's some Nike and some jeans. I'm trying to put her on the team. Maybe we can make a thing. 12 o'clock now, but never mind the time. Shorty on the kid when I stepped out the ride. Matter of fact, lower than straight to the bar. Slim strolled up, looking like a star. She said, I'm trying to leave my friends in. You looking nice, let's do it big tonight. I'm like, yeah, is it tight? That ass looking right. And baby got frame, maybe we can play house. But how's your head game? I must have touched a nerve, cause now she on my shirt. About to give her a raise, if she put in work from the door, it was on. I wish I had a camera, it's 6 o'clock now, the bitch has stamina. Eve, Chanel, I think her name was Amber. If she waxed me now, I still couldn't answer. But I know that ass was fat, when I pulled off the jeans, I remember that.
The fattest ass I've ever seen. With some heels and some jeans. I'm trying to put her on a team. Or maybe make a movie scene. The fattest ass I've ever seen. With some heels and some jeans. I'm trying to put her on a team. Or maybe make a movie scene. Body cool like the words of poetry. Hippin' background with mad chemistry. Getting at you subliminally. Bad contents cause a fantasy. I'm feeling you, you're feeling me. It made it easier when that ass poke out. We can do the damn thing at your mama's house. Or catch a flick, do a flick that's how your chick get the shit. Body built like a house of bricks. About 5'6" and thick, that ass is fine. She's the answer like after the equal sign. I thought she was cancer cause her ass kept coming back. I'm hypnotized like a Biggie track. Playing a shy brother role, we leave your man cold. So what's up with the next episode? Just do the hokey pokey, turn that ass around. I'm the king on top of you, you just been crowned.
The fattest ass I ever seen was Miss Apple Bottom Jean. I'm trying to put her on my team. I maybe make a movie scene. The fattest ass I ever seen was Miss Apple Bottom Jean. I'm trying to put her on my team. I'll maybe make a movie scene. That fattest ass I ever seen. But there's a Nike and some jeans. I'm trying to put her on the team. Maybe we can make a scene.
The fattest ass I ever seen. With some heels and some jeans. I'm trying to put her on the team. Or maybe make a movie scene.
Fresh with it.
Fresh motherfucking with it. Any and everybody K. Maybe even you.
with it, boys. This is how we does the damn thing. Fresh with it, and as you can see, catch me from head to toe. Look, look. I'm so motherfucking fresh. God damn it. This is how we does, and we gonna keep doing it. So, as far as this shit rolling by, mama was grabbing my strap just now. Woo-hoo! It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? With it, boys, we turn it up. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it cracking. WSDs, RGs, YB, and you kill it. Blah.
Blah.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday's a dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. And thank y'all again. Another successful show. Let me, we're going to get our goodbyes out here real quick. Let me get my beauty of the week. It's been hanging with me. So lovely. It's having so much fun with me tonight.
Thank
Cali
you.
Gal, you still good?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. And now, like I said, you are always welcome. You got the number. Like I said, we're here every Sunday, 7 to 9. If you ain't got nothing else popping, you know, to drink, if you have some issues during the week, come out at your boy about them. We also got tomorrow's All Music is the Triple M show. You know, it's More Music Monday. That's from 7 to 9 as well, but I mean, we don't do any talking on that show. We just play all your independent artist tracks for 2 hours. We just let the tracks flow in rotation and just let them ride and just let them keep going. And then we also got, hold on, I see she's hanging out right here. Hold on. I'm going to let Queen B let us know what pops on Wednesdays real quick since I see her over here chilling real quick. Hold on. Can I get her going? Can I get her working? Hold on. Come on. We can do it. Hold on. Excuse me. Right? And this is another thing. Once I get situated myself and I'm getting the situated place, as I'm saying, it's going to be nice to have a nice running. There she is. There's the Queen. Queen B checking in late, but it's all good. Like I said, you didn't have to be here today, but thank you for checking in. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. So why don't you let people know about your links and everything real quick, and let them know what we also got going on Wednesday. I know you know.
Oh. Queen V, co-host of West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights with my boy the Dagger. Y'all can come and find us at every Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night from 9 to 11. Talking about that real adult stuff. So. Y'all can come in and holler at us about whatever y'all want to talk about. let's see. You guys can send me your music, please. Please, please send me your music. Queen V, V-E-E, 1991@gmail.com. Again, that's Queen V, 1991@gmail.com. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Queen Vicky 21. BICKY21. You guys can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ColeyBaby, ColeyBaby. Yeah, that's about it, y'all.
There it is, Queen V, checking in real quick. Co-host West Coast Wednesdays are here every Wednesday. Strictly adult matters, adult topics, so make sure you got your drink, your like I said, if you got your dude or you got your significant other and y'all laying up or whatever, you know, we play them tracks also as well. That's where we slow it down for y'all. Or we play them Get It Cracking or, you know, them nice R&B tracks. And we try to set y'all a good little mood on Wednesday night. So just make sure y'all check us out there. And then also, brand new show, Fuck You Fridays, which is the complete opposite of the Triple M show. On Fuck You Fridays, it's just all talk. You got a problem, you got an issue, you got something you need to get off your chest. Maybe you want some advice on something before you do it. Whatever you got popping off, like I said, that's when you need to call and talk to your boy. I'm open for 2 hours. There's nothing but talk, all right? And that's from 6 to 8 Friday night. And that's just to make sure, like I said, I want y'all to go into the weekend feeling a little bit better. And you might be able to do that by letting some shit off your chest. So make sure you're always welcome to holler at your boy from 6 to 8, and we can get it out. And, you know, maybe we got to get mad at somebody. Maybe we got to talk some shit, but that's okay. We're going to make it happen, all right? And then, of course, every Sunday, Slap Sunday, 7 to 9, the bread and butter, what started it all. You already know what we had every Sunday from 7 to 9, and that's the lineup, all right? So just like I said, all y'all got to do is talk about the shows, support the shows, spread the news, spread the link. If you see it pop up on Facebook, make sure you share it maybe at least once, please. I'll even say it, please. I'm saying please, so please at least once. Usually y'all could be like, you know, I could be like, no, I don't give a fuck what y'all do. Don't listen. Nah, I do care. I want y'all to listen, all right? I do want y'all to listen. If you don't, that's business. But I do want y'all to listen. I want y'all to spread the word. I want y'all to talk about the show. That's all y'all got to do, all right? Now,
Callie, any shout outs you want to give before we get out here? And then also, do you have a Facebook? If I need to add you so I can tag your pictures. Your pictures are loaded up and everything, and I got everything all set, but I don't have a TV.
I don't have a Facebook.
Well, I don't know if you want to, if there's an email you want to drop, maybe people want to get at you about your jewelry maybe or something. I mean, I don't know. If you want people to contact you, don't have to have people contact you. I mean, they can holler at you through me if you were like, I'll handle that for you.
You can actually post my email address. I mean, that'll be fine. Okay. That's pretty much my contact.
All right, but any shout-outs you want to give them real quick before we get out of here? You know, you never know.
No, I just appreciate the invite, but thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Like I said, and you know, like I said always, you're always welcome here on any of our shows. If you ain't got nothing else popping there, you got something to say, hey, holler at your boy. We're right here, okay?
All right. Take it easy.
Thank you very much. Keep doing what
you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Callie. Yeah, here's newest beauty of the week this week. Checking out tonight. Thank you. And again, y'all, yeah, we out of here. Like I said, quick business. Like I said, I need a the Gossip Girl. You know about these reality shows, and you've been following that shit and whatever. Holler at your boy. I want y'all to come in and talk about this, so I can talk about these bitches and have somebody that could at least try to defend them or at least let me know what's going on. All right, because I don't watch the shows. All right, and again, I need the computer nerd. I need somebody who's just going to be able to look up and gather information really quickly during the show process. All right, music, Future Daggers, Beauties of the Week. If y'all want to set up interviews, musicians, whatever, you want to get at me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That's the link. You can also find me on Facebook at the same email. And, yeah, I guess that's about it. So that's Sunday, Dagger. Bang Out Radio. We'll see y'all next week. Shouts out to everybody that's tuning in. See y'all tomorrow night. All right. And we're going to let the boss lady ride us out. All right. That's old school. Not old school. She's still going hammer on y'all. So we're going to let it go like this. And we'll see y'all next week. Yeah.
Boss swag music. Music. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. I'm a southern chick, but I'm so west coast. All in they mouth like how she do that best. The name is Topaz, yeah, I run this shit. I rep Team Bossy, yeah, I rep that shit. I'm a six-star chick, doing six-star shit. Getting money, yep, yep, I'm a bossy chick. I'm a go-getter, always on my grind, yep, yep, ain't hard to find. The things I say will blow your mind. This chick right here is one of a kind. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Swag so sick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining like the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like TikTok. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho. Goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Goin' hammer on you, ho. Chick, 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 chick. The bomb, the bomb, the bomb. I'm the bomb. I run this. Goin' hammer, goin' hammer on you, ho. Goin' hammer, goin' hammer on you, ho. Goin' hammer, goin' hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this.
go and hammer on you hoes, go and hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, go and hammer on you hoes. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Go and hammer on you hoes, go and hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, go and hammer on you hoes. Go and hammer on you hoes. Go and hammer on you hoes. Go and hammer on you hoes.